Thus far in our story, the McCoys, with the help of Flipper, have avoided losing their baby elephant Esme to their creditor. But the time has come when they must pay him or never see Esme again. Now we look right through here and we find our angle. Now take a look. Right through there. Now, if you know your longitude, the angle tells you the time. Now, let me have it. Now, Greenwich Mean Time minus 6. 3:30.
Dad, why don't you just look at your watch?
Simpson arrived yet?
Well, he called a little while ago from Coral Key. He should be here soon. Listen, Sean, he asked if you were here, and, well, I didn't know quite what to say.
It's all right. It's all right. This time, I'm prepared for Mr. Harry Simpson. We've made enough to pay him off.
That's great.
speak of the devil.
All right, let's get the baby elephant off.
At least you showed up, McCoy. What's the excuse for not paying me this time?
I'll thank you to keep a civil tongue in your head, Mr. Simpson. I'm a man of honor.
Honor? Smells like another stall. But for once, Mr. McCoy, you ain't gonna stall me. I got papers here drawn up by my lawyer.
You won't need the papers. Here's your money.
Why? Well, I'll be a grasshopper's uncle. I just about given up.
I doubt if you ever gave up on a nickel.
Papa always pays his debts.
That's right.
Yeah, if you wait long enough.
If you'll excuse me, Mr. Simpson, I have an important business call to make.
Hey! Hey, wait a minute! Give me back my hat!
Esme, bring that back!
Stop! Give me back my hat!
Esme!
Elephants! What a way to run a park!
Look, Simpson, you got your money. That's what you came for. Why don't you get out of here, huh?
Been confirmed.
Oh, how wonderful, Papa. I can hardly believe it.
You'll be happy to know, Mr. Porter, that creditors are past history to the McCoys.
Papa's got a job.
Not a job, girl. A position.
Position? Well, what about your animal exhibit?
That's truly the best part of it, Porter. Esme and the chimpanzee will share in my elevated status.
Yes, you see, we were exhibiting Esme and Judy of the Coast when Mr. Anderson...
Of the internationally acclaimed Anderson Circuses.
Yes, well, he saw it, and he offered Papa a position as a trainer.
That was splendid compensation, starting tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations.
Gee, that's great.
Well, onward to fame and fortune. Now that we've got Simpson paid off, we'd be on our way. Okay, they're still here.
Okay, McCoy, where is it?
Where's what?
My money, what else?
I gave you your money not a half hour ago.
And I witnessed it. Now what's this all about?
If you witnessed his giving me the money, how come you didn't witness him stealing it back?
Sheriff, do you want to tell me what this is all about?
Well, Porter, this man claims that he left some money in his car in a dispatch case.
Yeah?
Now, this fella here, he stayed behind while he went chasing an elephant. When Mr. Simpson come back, the dispatch case and the money was gone.
Well, that doesn't prove anything. Simpson could have lost that case anywhere.
Well, you got a point there. Except for one thing. When Mr. Simpson come back, he found this tie clasp in his car. Is this yours?
Is that yours?
Well, what are we waiting for, Sheriff?
Well, if you can't produce the money, Mr. McCoy, I'll have to take you to headquarters. And I'm sorry to be doing a thing like this to a friend of yours, Porter.
But you can't take Papa, and he didn't steal your money.
And in any case, you can't arrest him without a warrant.
Mr. Simpson swore out one already.
Now, look here, I have to be in Centerport tomorrow to start an important job. Now, you can't do this.
Now, it'll be better if you come along without no fuss, Mr. McCoy. I'm sorry, Porter.
Go with him, Sean.
Papa!
Dad, can't you do something?
I don't know what, son.
And if I don't get my money, I'll be back for the elephant.
No, not again.
Oh, please, Mr. Ricks. Papa didn't do it.
I know that, Bonnie. I know that. Look, it's too late today. But first thing in the morning, I'm going down to the courthouse, and I'm going to convince that prosecutor that your dad didn't do it.
Papa loses his job. It'll kill him.
Hi, Sandy.
How did you make out?
We didn't. They're going ahead with the case next week.
You mean he's going to have to stay in jail?
Unless we raise money for bail. Sandy, they're going to prosecute Papa for something he didn't even do.
Well, couldn't my dad do anything?
Your dad tried awfully hard, Sandy. He's gone over to Emerald Key to see if he can get Mr. Simpson to drop the charges. At least until Papa can go to Centerport and start work.
He wants the rest of his breakfast.
Can't you see? Flipper's found something. I think it's over there. He wants us to follow him. Come on! Maybe he's found the money.
Good luck, Flipper.
behind us?
Oh, it's only Judy. Come on, Judy. Judy, come down here. Come on.
I thought you said it was something important. You know, sometimes you just can't understand him.
About Papa. Imagine being cooped up in a cell.
Maybe we could bake a cake and put a sword in it and take it to him. I saw it in a movie once.
Well, I guess I better call Mr. Anderson and tell him we can't make it. Oh, Papa was so happy about his new position.
Couldn't you just tell him you'll be slightly delayed?
He'd want to know why, and he won't want to hire a jailbird. There's only some way I could raise the money to spring Papa.
Spring him?
Set him free.
Oh, I see.
He's cute.
Flipper, how would you like to join our act?
Not as if only we had an act.
Hey, I've got an idea. Why don't we get up our own show and charge admission and raise the money?
Oh, we couldn't do it in time to get Papa out today.
Sure we could if we hurry. Let's see, we'll need a sign and some flags and streamers. And Bonnie, you think you could get Esme and Judy to work with Flipper?
You bet. Esme's only a baby, but she'll help.
Well, let's go, gang. We got work to do.
Yeah, is Simpson around?
No.
Can you tell me where I might be able to find him?
No.
What's he done?
Well, I'd rather discuss my business with him if you don't mind. Do you know if he'll be back soon?
Could be. I might even be able to tell you where he went if... That is, if you...
If what?
Okay, okay.
No harm in trying. He went down to Coral Key with a guy that wants to buy an elephant and... Hey, don't you want to hear the rest?
In the jug, and she's playing games.
That'll be $1, please.
A dollar for what? We don't charge that much in our zoo. Highway robbery. That's a baby, huh? It is a nice-looking animal. That elephant's worth every penny of 500. 200, maybe. Nothing doing.
Once an elephant went to sea, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-yo, with a mischievous chimpanzee, tra-la-la-la-yo. But they left on a stormy day, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-yo. Then they naturally lost their way, tra. boat went aground, and no one was around. But Flipper came and helped them, or else they would have drowned. Now the three of them make a team, tra-la-la, tra-la-la-yo, strange and weird as a crazy dream, tra-la-la-la-yo.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for our next number, Flipper at his best.
Fish.
We should have enough money in the till to get your dad out of jail.
Oh, I hope so. Take Judy to the other side, and I'll send the raft over.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Flipper will pick up Judy and tow her back on the raft. Take it to the other side.
Judy. Hey, Judy, come back here. Hey, Judy, come back here.
Hey, she's not supposed to do that.
Judy! Judy, get out of that tree! You come down here at once!
My case! That chimp's got my case!
We gotta get her!
Thank you.
Look, she's got it.
What in blazes?
It's Simpson's case.
Judy, give me the case. Come on, Judy. Is this your case?
Yes.
Well, then there's your real thief up there. And you had McCoy arrested.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle.
Here. Come on, kids.
Thanks, Chimp.
Bud? Bud, come over here a minute, will you? Well, here's your money from the show.
Do we really have to give back all this money?
That's right, you do. And you know why, too. This is a government park.
Seems like all our ideas turn out wrong somehow.
Well, this idea didn't turn out wrong at all. That was a fine thing you boys did, putting on that show. And I'm proud of both of you.
Then, well, you might be. We've been all over the world, Bonnie and me. But until we met the Ricks, we never knew what friendship really was.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. And I want to wish you and Bonnie all the best luck in anything you do.
Thank you.
Come on, you. Come on.
Sandy, I'm going to miss you a lot.
Me too. But I'll come and see you in Centerport.
You will?
The circus.
The circus?
No. I mean you.
Thank you.